I want to talk about this little guy that I used to date when I was pregnant. He was really, really sweet to me. He treated me like a queen. He made me feel very good when I was pregnant. He did everything for me, and my son was not his child. He made me happy. He made me happy. I mean, he just, to be so young, you know, he was 18, and he drove trucks. He had a burgundy and white Cadillac. I could just see him coming down my mama's street, you know, tooting the horn and stuff. Just would have stuff for me. He was just sweet. And I guess that was the time that I really needed him, because once I had my child, he just disappeared. You know, I didn't see him. I didn't hear from him. I called his dad, and I was asking where was he, and, you know, stuff like that. Well, one day I was laying across my mom's bed, and I never read the obituary in a newspaper. And I was reading all the news stories in there, and that his name was in there. And I cried because I could not believe the newspaper portray. That you have to know about the newspaper, because they just write for the media, you know. So if you don't know, you would think whatever they're saying is true. Well, I seen the story in the newspaper where it's supposed to be him and his friends killed this man. So I called his dad, and his dad was like, yeah, baby, that was him, you know, like that. So I didn't hear from him. I didn't hear from him anymore for a long time, you know. So I just, you know, you reminisce about that kind of stuff.